All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Lust Theory. Almost said something different. Lust Theory, Season 2. Let's go ahead and get started. We got Ellie's story now. And you go find her in the house in the morning. They're at her house in the morning. Jamie's house. Ellie's house.
Coming up to Ellie's front door, you're surprised by the door suddenly opening.
Oh, okay, we got the auto forward on.
Okay, I'm hitting it. Huh?
Hey!
Glancing back, she gently closes the door. But they don't fully close.
Well, what are you doing here?
Kidnapping you.
Kidnapping?
Seeing how you held me at gunpoint yesterday, I thought that's how you roll.
Not gonna let me live that one down, won't you?
Not a chance.
So, the kidnapping?
I lied about that part.
Ah, good. Cause it's only my second day.
So? You already made the first impression. There's no point in trying a second time.
Okay, talk. Or else I really will be late for class.
Taking the box behind your back, you smile as Ellie's eyes glaze with curiosity.
What's that?
I think it's something you'll like.
Handing her the box, you wait for Ellie to open it.
Do you give presents to all the girls you meet the day before?
Only the weird ones.
Her giggles disappear as soon as she sets her eyes on the content of the box.
How did you... What? Huh?
Holding back the laughter, you explain.
It's for you to wear tonight.
Tonight?
I'll pick you up around 8. Sound good?
Wait, like, wear to the party? But...
At that moment, Angel's voice comes from inside the house.
Honey, who is it?
Oh, sorry, that's my mom.
Leaning her head inside, Ellie quickly answers.
Oh, just a colleague from college.
That's lovely, honey. You're already making friends.
Yeah, he's, gone?
Smart guy. You should also get going if you don't want to be late.
Confusion takes over Ellie as she looks around.
He was here a second ago.
Glancing at the box in her hands, she smiles. Going back inside the house a second after.
Okay, first part is done.
Leaves rustle as you come out of a bush.
Now to get the rest ready.
Heading home, you proceed with your plan.
Your plan.
Taking the final step to Ellie's door, you take a deep breath.
Can't believe I'm doing this.
Inhaling deeply, you press the doorbell. Your heart almost jumping out of your chest as Ellie opens the door.
Whoa!
How do I look?
Not you...
Not good, huh?
Yeah.
As you try getting the words out, Ellie notices your outfit.
Oh my god.
Her piercing gaze actually manages to make you blush.
I figured if you go dressed like that, I should, does it look weird?
You look amazing! Oh, my. Imagine everyone's faces when we walk into the party. They'll think we're crazy.
Actually, we're not going to the party.
What? We're not?
Nope.
Where are we going then?
Place where people won't think we're being crazy.
Where on Earth? Whoa!
Fairy lights brighten the stands. Happiness sparkling in Ellie's eyes as people dressed up in different costumes walk by.
I didn't know your town had a place like this. This is amazing. So many cosplayers.
Technically, we didn't have it until this morning. Not like I can tell her the truth, though. Yeah, this actually isn't real. Neither you were in a simulation run by this woman AI, Carol. Also, Carol's apparently a badass event organizer as well. She is an AI. Sorry, what were you saying?
I was...
Suddenly, Ellie gets interrupted by a random person running up to her.
Excuse me. Can we take a picture together? We love your look.
Really?
Her body visibly trembles with excitement.
It's the shadow people again.
Is it okay? We came here together and...
Of course, go.
A wide smile spreads across her lips as you give her the green light.
I think this is the first time I saw her this excited.
Taking a seat on the sidelines, you watch as people keep coming up to Ellie for a picture. Smiling at the happiness decorating her features. After some time... Waving goodbye to the last ones that wanted a picture, Ellie comes running towards you.
Sorry, I didn't know it takes so long. People just started forming a line and I...
Ellie, calm down. It's okay, really.
You sure?
You gonna keep apologizing or tell me how the photo session went?
Oh my god, it was amazing! They kept complimenting my outfit! Saying how I made their night. Honestly, it was awkward at first. I didn't know how I should pose or something, but... After the fifth one, I got the hang of it and it was so fun!
Crashing next to you, she exhales excitement, a smile still evident on her lips.
And here I thought you'd be mad for missing Amy's party.
Nah. The only reason I wanted to go was to try finally finding people who like me.
Whoops.
As the words slip off her tongue, Ellie's eyes go wide.
And get drunk as fuck, of course.
It's hard being the new girl, huh?
You have no idea.
Well, at least you got your friends back home, right? They must miss you like crazy.
Instead of a reply, in return, you get silence.
Ellie?
The truth is, I didn't have many friends back home.
Okay, so? You don't have to have hundreds of...
I have none.
Oh.
Yeah. Guess I'll always be the weird one. No matter where I go.
Don't know if you noticed, but a lot of people here like you and your outfit. Plus, I like weird too.
Finally, a real smile graces her lips.
Only because you're a weirdo yourself.
I'd go with her if I can't go with,
She laughs as you pretend to be hurt by her words.
Whoops!
The atmosphere around you turns so peaceful, you don't notice the passage of time.
Oh, it's getting kinda late.
It's okay. I don't mind staying longer.
Yeah, but I don't want Angel to worry.
It's fine. I'll just...
Glancing at the dark screen of her phone, she groans.
Oh, of course it's dead. This is why we can't have nice things.
Chuckling, you stand up. Extending your hand towards her.
Come on, let's get you home.
Sighing, a smile graces her lips the next second as she takes your hand.
Your hand.
Remind me to charge my phone next time, okay? It feels like we've been robbed for time.
If only you knew how right you are.
Walking along, you soon come up to Ellie's house.
Finally! I love spending time with Ellie, but these pants have been cutting my blood flow for hours now. Can't wait to get out of them.
You okay?
I think these pants swallowed my balls.
Oh, God!
Things I go through to make you happy.
Don't worry, I'm keeping track.
Silence takes over as both of you don't want the night to end.
Ellie, I know we only met yesterday, but I just wanted to say...
Cutting you off mid-sentence, her soft lips crash against yours, shutting you up instantly. Pulling back, she smiles at your dazed expression.
What was that for?
Thank you. For the first time since coming here, I felt normal, so thank you.
A smile spreads across your face as you watch her walk up the porch.
Guess I'll see you on Monday.
Yeah,
suddenly,
we can...
Your smile drops as the cruel reality comes crushing in.
And we can?
Nothing. Forget it.
Okay, weirdo. Good night.
As her figure disappears behind the door, your mood drops instantly.
Goodbye.
Dejected, you proceed walking home. Depression hitting you along the way as you realize this is the last normal day you'll experience with Ellie.
Stop! So that was kind of weak. I thought they'd do more with Ellie. I was very disappointed by that. It was short and nothing really happened. That was like a wet fart.
Coming to class on time, you take your usual seat, saying hello to Megan and Zoe as they come in.
There he is.
Wow, early to class? Are you running a fever?
Just wanted to be sure I'm here on time. Can't tell them the real reason, right? Can't tell them I had to get my mind off the fact that the world's ending tomorrow. How is this fair? Still, I don't want to tell anyone else the cruel truth. Even though it's all a simulation, I don't want to see their faces when they find out.
Right on time, Nicole enters the classroom, snapping you out of your thoughts.
Hello, class. Let's not waste time and start with today's lesson, okay?
The lecture goes as usual. Time passes fast, and the next thing you know, it's already noon.
With that, we're ending today's lesson. Make sure you do go through the links I showed you, since there will be a quiz on Monday, understood?
The students groan and grumble as they slowly exit the classroom.
Hey, you coming?
I'll catch you guys outside.
Okay. Come on, Zoe, let's go.
Coming! See ya!
Waving the girls goodbye, you wait for them to leave. Before coming up to Nicole's desk.
Oh, hey there. Guess he wants to talk about what happened yesterday. Good, because so do I.
Uh-oh.
Although I'll listen to what he has to say first. That way I can stay in control of the situation. What can I help you with?
Taking her by surprise, you put an apple on the desk.
Ah, yes.
What?
I know it's cliche, but... Didn't know you liked it red, so this seemed like a safe bet.
But why? Is this his way of bribing me?
With an apple. I know we had our differences. With me coming in late, and skipping class sometimes.
Don't forget about your scores.
And my scores, of course. But, despite all that, you're my favorite teacher, yeah, I'll bet. Plus, in my humble opinion, one of the best in this building, yeah, I'll bet. I just thought you deserved to be reminded of it.
It's kind of ironic that you mentioned that after what I did yesterday. That was really unprofessional of me.
Hey, we're human. We make mistakes.
That mistake could have gotten me fired. Still can if it gets out.
That's something you don't have to worry about in the slightest. My lips are completely sealed.
And soft.
Huh?
Thank you for coming to talk to me. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't worried.
I figured. Didn't you have me thinking about the whole weekend
smirking
or something?
At your provocation,
I don't know.
She
it went fast.
Her lashes.
Oh, you thought you were that memorable?
Anyone who says otherwise would be lying.
Okay, get out of here. I have some stuff to finish.
Nodding, you head to the door before stopping halfway.
Oh, Miss Nicole?
Yes?
Go out tonight. Work can wait.
See you on Monday.
Yeah. Goodbye, Miss Nicole.
Turning around fast, you hope she doesn't notice sadness crossing your features.
That was it? That was an even wetter fart! Good thing we're at noon. Man, a Sophie story is worse. I'm gonna throw up my hands and go to the ending, where he becomes one with everything. I don't know. I may not do that one yet. It said noon. Oh. Look at me. My life's about to end. Everyone's life is about to end. And here I am, wanting to see a random chick who sold me a dildo for my stepsister. Whatever, let's just do this.
Still a little hesitant, you walk in.
God, why do I sound so awkward?
Oh,
hi!
Welcome to... Oh, it's you. What can I do for you?
I don't know. Shit, why'd I even come here? This is gonna get lame, too.
Are you okay? His mood is completely different from yesterday. Did he get in a fight with Megan or something?
Suddenly, the all-too-familiar ring blasts across the store, resulting in Sophie groaning out the frustration she's been carrying around with her the whole day.
Give me a second.
Knowing that her boss is probably scolding her for ignoring her responsibilities,
you can't be doing that. Not on my clock.
Yes? I got it.
Yeah, you listen to me, little lady. Yeah. This is my damn shot.
Sorry you had to see that.
Don't worry, it's fine. Gotta do what you gotta do, right?
Speaking of things I have to do, I should get back to work. So, can I help you with something?
Oh, I'm beyond help.
I wouldn't be so sure about that. Some of our items can really ignite a long-lost spark in all of us, you know?
I believe you. But...
And yet, you don't seem fully convinced.
It's just... I'm not really in the best state of mind right now.
The phone rings once again, but Sophie doesn't even flinch this time. Focusing her complete attention on you.
Excuse me for saying this, but... In that case, it seems like a really odd choice for you to show up here.
To be honest, I just wanted to see you.
Hearing this, Sophie looks at you in surprise.
Well, I'm flattered. I guess.
This honesty in your tone is appreciated.
What can I tell you? I'm not gonna sell you a lie here. Just pure, hard, uncensored truth.
Wish I could share some pure, hard, uncensored truth with anyone right now. There's some comfort in that, I guess. Sophie, goddammit, answer the phone! This is my building! Oh, okay.
Anyway, how come you're so...
hard?
Down.
Well, why wouldn't I be?
Would it be too much of a cliche if I said, because you're young and your whole life's ahead of you?
Definitely.
I know. Vomited a little in my mouth the moment I said it. Still, how bad can it be?
If you only knew. Well, I have to leave this place, and I'm nowhere near ready to say goodbye.
Oh. You're moving?
In a manner of speaking, yeah.
Well, aren't you a mystery?
Come and become part of the essence with me. Now, I also want to say goodbye before I go.
Sophie seems slightly confused by your words.
I mean, don't take this the wrong way, but... we barely know each other.
She's not wrong.
Although you wanting to say goodbye is kind of cute.
So what? Feels like I barely know anyone anyway.
See... now I'm getting worried.
Uh-oh.
Is this some kind of cry for help? Because let me stop you right there. I completely suck at comforting people.
Well, then don't.
With my words, at least.
Oh, yeah.
Not gonna lie. Not really in the mood right now.
Oh, yep, the boss.
If you know what I mean.
Yep.
The wink she sends lets you know the meaning behind her words right away.
Yep. Wouldn't mind that kind of help, though. Nah, just spewing nonsense. Honestly, I like talking to you.
Okay.
I know, it seems like it's out of nowhere, but... you seem genuine. Lately, most of my experiences weren't.
Hearing this, Sophie smiles.
Wow. Thanks. Even if I'm not entirely sure what brought this on, but... being authentic, or, as you like to call it, genuine, it means a lot to me. Especially after the sucky day I had so far.
I wish it meant more to me.
Well, I don't know where you're going, but... I'm sure it's not too late for you to become whoever you want to be.
I'm not as sure, but thanks anyway.
The phone continues ringing, causing Sophie to glance at it in slight worry.
I better get out of here before she ends up in real trouble because of me. Gotta say my goodbye, and that's more than I wish for. I won't take up any more of your time.
Oh.
Sophie looks like she's weighing her options for a moment or two.
Is there some place you need to be right now?
Well, no, not really.
Then stay.
Here?
Yes, fuck it. I like talking to you too. Or at least I feel like talking to you right now.
Won't you get in trouble though? Phone has been ringing non-stop.
Does it seem like I care?
Well, right now is all we've got anyway.
I couldn't agree more.
She frowns as you both hear the telephone ring once more.
You know what? That's it! I've had it!
Uh-oh.
Stomping towards the phone, Sophie picks it up.
Dude's like a mafia guy with a...
stop bothering me, okay?
Whoa, that's a first!
Almost immediately, you hear ringing again. Sophie picks it up again, with more vigor this time.
Now! Please don't call me unless you have something important to say. If you continue watching me over the camera, you should expect a bill to come your way. You think I let people watch me for free? Didn't think so.
Won't you get in trouble for this? I mean, she won't with the end of the world and all, but still.
That's a problem I'll deal with later. Also, he had it coming. Just didn't feel like making a scene. But this has been going on for long enough.
Gotcha.
Trying to lighten the mood, you crack a joke at what she said earlier.
So, if one decided to pay to watch you, which site does one need to visit? And I'm only asking for a friend, of course.
She smiles at you mischievously.
Well, tell your friend that I just might hook them up with a discount if they come and ask me in person.
On what site can I watch you?
Slick.
Seeing your attempt to lighten the mood was a success. You go back to the conversation you had moments before.
And what would you like to do right now?
I mean, I still have to work. I haven't gone completely crazy yet, but... What are you doing later tonight?
Nothing important.
Sophie smiles again.
Bet I can prove you wrong.
How?
I just need a pen and some paper.
She's going old
school.
Finding
what she needs, she starts writing.
Here's an address for you.
What is this? Although that name looks familiar. Wait! No, this couldn't be. Is it?
You'll see when you get there. Be sure to be there at 9 p.m.
Deal.
I love how you didn't even ask what we're gonna be doing.
If this is what I think it is, I feel I got the gist of it. Well, let's keep that a secret. How else am I gonna explain my knowledge of that place? Well, I'm sure I'll love anything you come up with. Plus, half the fun is in not knowing.
I like the way you think. I'll see you tonight then.
You wave goodbye, looking forward to it already.
See ya!
Later that night,
I knew it! Can this really be happening? Is the outfit too much? Eh, who cares? I'm right, they'll be off in a matter of seconds anyway.
A familiar figure stands at the entrance, blocking people.
There he is! Well, well, well. If it isn't my favorite bodyguard.
Striding up to him with your nose almost touching the sky, you grin as he eyes you suspiciously.
What do you want? Go inside. Invitation.
His aggressive demeanor makes you falter for a second, but you remember Sophie's note.
I was invited by Sophie. She gave me this note and told me to meet her here at 9 p.m. Where is she? If I swear I end up dying, I'm not coming back to say goodbye to her again.
The moment his gaze falls onto the note in your hand, his energy does a backflip.
Oh my, OMG! Girl, we've been expecting you. What the? Come in, come in. Okay. Have fun, boo. Cool. Bye. Bye.
After swallowing back the awkwardness, you move forward. A smile slowly spreads across your face.
Oh, Slender Man.
Before you can even reach the room, Sophie pokes her head out.
Hey, and here I thought you'd lose your way around here. You've been here before?
No. I could sense something sexy in the air.
I see you're being slick as ever. Step right this way. And hurry, won't you?
Hurry, won't you?
We need to know what we're doing.
It's a little British.
While Sophie follows you inside, Angel's luscious figure comes into view.
Oh, really?
Is that your guest, Sophie?
Is that what's going down?
He looks cute.
Yeah, this is the guy I was telling you about.
The depressed one?
Huh? What the?
No offense.
Of all the things you could have said, you chose depressed?
Sophie's silent giggling doesn't help with your growing frustration.
What else is there?
Oh, I don't know. Oh my god, Becky, his dick is huge! Anything but he's depressed.
A moment of silence passes as you exclaim your frustration. Only for the girl to burst out laughing the next second.
You're killing me. And why, Becky?
Come on, you know it's true.
Darling, let me stop you right there. All this time I've known Sophie, I've learned that I shouldn't trust everything she says. So if she decides to stand by your statement, I might just want to check for myself.
We could arrange that easily.
Look at you, turning all confident all of a sudden. Did all those tears roll down to your balls and made them grow?
What? No!
Chuckling at your tease session, Angel decides to save you from Sophie's tireless attacks.
Well, is it?
Yep, that's me.
I don't think I introduced myself properly.
I'm Angel.
I'm Angel.
Boom! I knew it!
Only for my...
clients.
Play dates.
Oh. Seeing the outfits in the pool filled with, jello.
Why don't you taste it and see what it is?
Sophie, darling, give the young man a break. Or else we will never start our play date.
I feel like your definition of a playdate is completely different from mine.
Smiling mischievously, Angel continues.
Normally, we engage in somewhat different activities, but seeing how we have a special guest tonight, we're going to do something different.
No?
She gives Sophie an inquisitive look.
I like that look in your eyes. So sexy.
Does someone mind filling me in? I thought I'd have an upper hand since I did watch them last time. But if they suddenly change it up, I might be in a lot of trouble.
I choose your words wisely with us.
Huh?
You really want to scare him away, don't you, Sophie?
Well, if I get him to leave, we can do our usual... play.
Oh, don't worry, love. The game I have in mind will be just as fun.
Their purring voices make your cock cry out. The constraint of your hard fabric making it uncomfortable.
Shit, if they don't get on with it, I might finish before we even start.
So, what do you say, hot stuff? Will you play a game with us?
Aw, look at him. He's already shaking.
You do have a point there.
Maybe I was wrong about him.
Fearing the chance granted by God, or in this case, AI, you suddenly get your voice back.
No, I am not scared. I'll play your game.
Seems to me he's forcing himself.
I agree. But you just talk.
Trust me, I don't know how to talk in the slightest.
No argument there.
What are your qualities then?
Brett Bear.
What can you provide us? That we can't do by ourselves.
Uh-oh.
You hesitate for a moment, frozen by Angel's confidence.
I have a big dick.
You already made sure we were aware of that.
But what else can you do?
What else?
Yep, there it goes. You'll have to let me play and see for yourself.
I like a dose of mystery in a man.
I'm still trying to find out what you don't like.
Oh, shut it.
Sophie winks at her before allowing Angel to continue explaining the details.
Bills. I don't think she likes bills.
See, very recently we started this thing where we met and play games together.
There's only one rule which never changes in all of our games.
Whoever comes first
loses.
Oh, come on. Look at you two. How do you expect me to hold back when I have such beautiful women in front of me?
You don't get extra points for flattery.
I just might allow it.
Sell out.
Who doesn't love compliments?
You know, I've been thinking for these last few minutes.
You know how.
Darling, play nice.
Couldn't help myself.
That's what I'm talking about. The whole good cop, bad cop act? Not too bad.
And what's your role in this dynamic?
I just want to get arrested. Just waiting to get arrested.
Is that so?
Is that so? I was only joking before. I mean, not about both of you being not hot as hell, but you shouldn't underestimate how long I can last.
Challenge accepted.
Here are the rules. No touching.
Uh-oh. Not sure I like that one.
Accept yourself, that is. Although that can work against you if you overdo it.
Yep. Don't you worry about that, little lady. I have nerves of steel. Balls
of steel.
Let's check
ourselves, shall we?
Sophie runs her hands through the sticky substance.
Balls of steel.
Seducing you with her hungry gaze.
What's the holdup?
You coming in?
Not needing an extra invitation. You make your clothes disappear in a flash.
Wow. I'm reconsidering those rules right now.
You can't.
Don't be jealous. We'd include you too.
Please. Do I look like the jealous type?
Well, tonight seems to be full of surprises, so...
Ignoring Sophie's stink eye, Angel turns her gaze back to you.
Maybe he surprises us and wins the game.
Maybe. I got this one in the bag.
However, your raging hard-on disagrees with you.
No, you don't, bud. No, you don't.
And of course, Sophie doesn't let it slide either.
Yeah, very convincing.
Just wait and see.
Joining the girls inside the little space, you shiver as the liquid reaches your balls.
Woo, that's cold.
Sophie smiles, playing with a thin strap on her hip, before she pulls her tiny panties down.
I appreciate your efforts.
Well, this video became not safe for work. Well, I'm appreciating a lot of things right now. So consider yourself forgiven.
Cute.
Sliding her hand lowers down her body. She gasped once reaching her sensitive parts.
Shit, I'm so gonna lose.
You notice a tip of Sophie's finger entering her.
Oh yeah, this is definitely not safe for work now.
Resulting in your cock twitching in protest of not being that finger.
Shit. This feels amazing. After the day I had. It's just what I needed.
Just what the doctor ordered, huh? Oh wow, there's some... This is an actual sex scene.
Meanwhile, Angel's glance alternates between you and Sophie.
Shit.
Feeling a pair of
bright blue
eyes.
Now again, I'm not just gonna keep doing the curses.
You shift your gaze toward Angel.
She's something, isn't she?
Yeah.
Suddenly, Angel removes her bikini top, sliding her nipple through her fingers.
Oh no!
Smiling at Angel's tactics, Sophie turns her attention to you.
This must be killing you.
You have no idea. But I have to play it cool. Not really, I'm having a great time.
Me too. But you can tell that from how hard my nipples are right now.
Saying this, she squeezes her chest. As her other hand slides down her stomach. Resting right above her pussy.
Mmm. Such a good time. God, he's huge. I don't know where Sophie found him. But I'm going to have him inside me by the end of the night, or so help me God.
Okay, I'll admit, you two are killing me.
Honey, we've only just begun.
Absorbed by the rising heat of their bodies, their moans become louder as the seconds pass.
All right, what's next?
Not knowing how much longer your nerves or steel will last you.
Oh, steel.
You pretty much throw your towel in. Only half-heartedly trying not to touch yourself too
Balls
much.
Balls of steel.
Although the girls are going at their own speed.
That's it, baby. Feel good. This time, it's going to be your loss.
Looking at our score so far, one would beg to differ, darling.
With their competitiveness getting the better of them, you get to enjoy the show with no pressure.
I don't know how much more of this I can take.
As if she can hear your thoughts.
How's it going, future loser?
Why must even her voice be sexy as all fuck?
Now, be nice. I believe he's really doing his best.
Wishing to be seen as unbothered, you fake scoff.
I'm not even trying.
Sure.
You try to keep your strokes slow throughout it all, but you know you're fighting an already lost battle. That fact is known to Angel and Sophie as well. They give each other a conspicuous smile.
Come here, love.
Both on their knees, they crawl towards each other.
Hey!
Only a lick away from Angel, Sophie turns to you.
Yes.
How is that fair?
Why? We're not touching.
Suddenly, your competitive nature rises to the surface.
Fine, this is how you want
to
play.
Get closer to them. And kneel down right in front of Angel.
Let's take the easier one out first.
You hold your cock in your hand right in front of her face.
What are you doing?
Giving you a closer look?
Sliding your hand along your length. You smirk as Angel's eyes glaze with pure yearning.
Oh, dear.
Don't fall for it. He's doing it on purpose.
Doing what? Grabbing onto my big fur.
Gore. No. Gore.
You like what you're seeing, Angel?
Yes.
Stop it. You're not playing fair.
Ignoring Sophie completely, you proceed to test Angel's limits.
Angel, how would you like this big, fat dog stretching that nasty, little nasty mouth of yours?
You smirk, feeling pretty pleased with yourself for making Angel sound like a petulant child.
Well, well, suddenly she doesn't seem so intimidating anymore.
Angel, don't you dare.
Uh-oh.
Come on, you're better than that.
It's cute how hard Sophie's trying.
You turn towards Sophie, pointing your dick at her. As always, she's great at keeping up appearances, but you notice her eyes wandering down.
I know, right?
Huh? What?
How impressive it is.
You're so full of yourself.
Would you like to be?
Would I like to?
Exactly what you're picturing in your head, kitten.
Hearing the pet name roll off your tongue, she blushes instantly.
Good thing I remember that one time when I dominated her. Look at her, she's blushing all the way down to her boobs.
What? Angel!
I'm sorry, Sophie. But I've never seen a cock that big. I want to taste it.
Fine, then I win.
Not just yet. I'm still in the running, too.
Yeah, but you're cheating.
I don't think so.
While you're debating on the rules, let me just...
Taking you by complete surprise, Angel wraps her lips around your shaft, swallowing your entire size in one go.
Shit!
Circling her lips around your length, Angel drops down. Her saliva coats the entire surface of your cock.
All right, what's the next one?
A victorious smile crosses Sophie's lips.
If I remember correctly, rules clearly said no touching.
Sorry, dear. I made you lose with me.
I'll be honest. The moment your tongue touched my dick, I forgot all about the game, let alone the rules.
That sounds like something a loser would say.
Smiling mischievously, Angel uses your lack of concentration to knock you on your back.
Ah!
Before you can even question her, she gets rid of her garments, straddling you momentarily.
What are you
what
doing?
Does it look like? I'm trying this thick rod of yours.
Her fingers slide across your length as she guides your tip through her wet entrance.
Dirty little slut.
Is that really the only thing you want to say?
Sophie's lips curve, her voice purring the words out.
Right.
Is there room for me?
Shit. Always, honey. I see a spot right there with your name on it.
I'm, collecting my reward.
Dropping herself down onto your face. Her overflowing juices cover your lips. Your cock twitches inside Angel's juice-dripping walls. Her moans mixing together with Sophie's, as you continue working her pussy with your tongue. Combined with Angel's tight wetness and feeling Sophie's soft, wet pussy on your lips.
God. Your tongue. It feels amazing.
You smile proudly, feeling like a winner, although you ended up losing in the game.
Does that feel good, honey? Is my pussy warming your dick enough?
You let out a muffled mumble of approval to indicate your own sound.
Yes! Yes! Faster!
Licking Sophie's clit faster and faster.
If you're... going fast... I should follow.
Putting more speed behind her movement, Angel's moans grow louder.
Fuck. Angel.
Can't believe I'm fucking a dick this big. Yes.
You feel your blood pumping more rhythmically.
Fuck, this feels amazing. I said I wasn't gonna do too many of those.
Wait!
Feeling her legs start to tremble. Sophie lifts herself away from your tongue, needing a break.
Shit.
What's wrong? Too much for you?
Please. I'm not done with you just yet.
Great, because you're yet to get your trophy.
Your cock slips out of Angel's tight wetness, making you groan out in frustration.
Why so suddenly?
Angel, what are you...
taking everyone by surprise. Angel hooks her finger by Sophie's bikini strap, pulling her toward her.
Wait!
Perfectly, Sophie's pussy ends up towering over your hard cock.
Why did you do that?
Smiling mischievously, Angel twirls Sophie's top between her fingers.
As the winner of tonight's game, you deserve a prize. It wouldn't be right if I hogged onto it the whole night, now would it?
I have no objection.
Of course you don't.
Caressing your hardened shaft, Sophie bites her lip.
It's so big.
Positioning it at her entrance, she inhales sharply.
Oh, God.
I'll enjoy this.
Her hand covers her blushing lips, smearing her wetness all over her clit.
Now ride for me, darling. That's it. Just like that. Darling, you're riding that dick so deliciously. Making me so wet.
Since you mentioned something delicious.
Leaning forward, a devilish smile takes over Sophie's lips. Getting the hint, Angel gets up and in position, Satisfied, Sophie swipes her tongue through Angel's folds.
New position is not working in my favor. It feels too good. If I'm not careful enough, I'll jizz right on the spot. It's called reverse cowgirl. And it is a good way to break your dick. There's actually several studies. I know you guys are like, Grim, that's not what we wanted to hear about right now. Don't tell me that. Well, there's several studies.
Soon the pleasure builds up.
But I figured you guys wanted some sex for the game this week. Blech. Oh no, I can't hold on for much longer. Well, might as well go out then.
Gripping onto Sophie's soft hips, you pound Sophie's depth, getting breathless moans in return.
Fuck! Shit!
Losing the touch of Sophie's tongue, Angel quickly puts her fingers back in the game. Pleasure takes over the room. The sexual tension feeling suffocatingly sweet.
Okay. There's
Are you close, love? Because I am.
As well. You manage to get a few thrusts in before pleasure clouds all your senses.
Doesn't matter. Everybody's gonna die.
Grabbing Sophie's hips, you plunge your length deeper down her walls, letting your semen overflow her pussy. Watching your tempo, her orgasm takes over her. Her whole body trembles with ecstasy as her walls squeeze your throbbing shaft.
Shit! Shit! Shit!
Angel joins in, her back arching from the strength of her climax. It takes a few moments to get your lungs to calm down. And once they do, you start to panic.
Oh shit, I just came inside Sophia. She's gonna be so mad.
Sophie slides down your cock, unaware of your timid gaze.
What's wrong? I thought you felt as good as I did.
The look of pure pleasure on her face eases your anxiety.
You're not mad?
Since you're leaving town and all, I wanted you to have a cool story to tell your new friends. Hope this one will do.
A huge grin spreads across your face.
Oh, it'll be one of my favorites.
As you are enjoying the peaceful atmosphere, you look at the girls in confusion.
What's happening? Slender Man?
I don't know. This never happened before.
Oh shit, it's Slender Man.
Suddenly, someone violently bangs on the door.
Everyone out! Fire!
Almost instantly, you look at each other in panic.
Seriously, a fire?
Some people call it fire. Some just call it a lazy way to end the scene.
Hurry!
Managing to collect your stuff, you make haste and get out. Watching the fire consume the building you were once in.
Damn! Well, that was unexpected.
Hearing commotion, you shift your attention to the sound. Noticing the police taking away two cloak-covered women.
Cloak-covered women?
I swear, I thought I'd seen everything in here. Tonight, I was proved wrong.
So you're just going to pretend that his big dick is an everyday thing?
I mean, it could be an everyday thing if you guys are down.
says the guy that's moving away.
All right, not so much as moving away as in the world ending, but we're going to keep that to ourselves.
I see some policemen talking to everyone that was in the building.
Hey, what'd you see? What happened? You see Slender Man?
I doubt
you. Does that mean Slender Man died in the fire? But I don't want to leave you guys like...
Go, darling. Sophie's right. Don't worry about us.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Their comforting gazes leave no space for discussion.
All right.
Safe trip.
And don't be a stranger when you're in town again. You know where you can find me.
Before you can reply back, a policeman comes walking towards your spot.
Go, go!
Waving them goodbye, you quickly get out of there. Once home, exhaustion takes over, making you head straight to bed.
Okay. I know it's supposed to sound like a lawnmower, but it always feels like some electronic kind of zzzz. That's what it feels like. So, okay. We got one more. It's Amy. Go find her at the college pool and end this shit, Grim. Alright, everyone, we're back. And let's go ahead and get started with the last part of all this. So I think. What you up to, Amy?
Flinching at the sound of her name echoing the space, she freezes in place.
Oh, it's you. I was just...
planning to use the college pool while fully aware we aren't allowed to do it outside classes?
Surprise takes over her features as she eyes you with suspicion.
Gonna snitch on me?
Chuckling at her defensive behavior, you come closer.
On the contrary, I'm gonna give you a proposition you can't refuse.
Grandfather, really?
Oh, you're not curious in the slightest?
She goes quiet, thinking it through.
I'm listening.
Think it's better to show than tell. The only question now is, will you trust me enough to follow along?
I know we were pretty tight when we were younger, but...
Really?
How do I know you haven't become a psychotic killer in the meantime?
You watch too much Dexter. Well, you can either find out right away, or you can wait till you see my name on the news. Depends on how patient you are.
A smirk crosses her lips.
You're lucky. You know that, right?
Lucky you didn't change over the years, or lucky your curiosity always gets the best of you.
Walking past you, her lips curve up.
Both.
Your eyes follow along as she heads for the lockers. The temptation to stare at her ass being too strong to control.
Yep.
I'll be out in a minute.
Need help?
As soon as the words leave your lips, you groan internally.
This isn't the point of this. Stop thinking with your dick. Meet you outside.
I'll be right there.
Forcing the dirty thoughts away, you head out. Not long after.
Grim, excuse me, do your thing. Carol.
A car appears on the side of the road. causing a wide smile to grace your face.
It's hard to read that text sometimes. Still can't get used to it.
Jumping inside, you notice Amy.
Amy!
Immediately, she comes running towards the car, her eyes filled
with
amazement.
All right, here we go.
Wow! Nice ride!
Right? Get in, hurry! You got your bathing suit with you?
Right here. Why?
Good, then we're all set.
Where are you taking me?
It's a bit far, but just lay back and enjoy the ride.
Wait, how far? I gotta get back in time for my party tonight.
Better put on your seatbelt then.
Taking her by surprise, you speed down the road. You continue driving like a maniac, coming to your destination in record time.
Oh, God!
Here we are!
The seat glistens as the sunshine bounces against the waves. The scent of salt consuming your nostrils.
Wow! Smells so nice!
Wait until you try the water.
Suddenly, Amy's smile fades. Her eyes point down to her shuffling feet.
Amy?
The reason why I was sneaking into the college pool all alone was...
I already know, Amy.
Shocked by her confession, she stays quiet.
That's why I'll be your coach today. Plus, it's much easier to float here in salt water.
Still.
Don't worry. I won't let anything happen to you.
Extending your arm, you wait for her until she's ready to take a step forward.
Come on.
After some serious debating, she takes your hand with a wide smile.
There we go. I bet your ass you're actually a natural.
Professional swimmer, but... Shh, don't tell anyone.
You gotta catch me in the water first.
You're on.
However, just moments later.
I changed my mind.
Come on.
Waves crash against your legs as you wait for Amy to get in.
I can't. There are too many people to laugh at me.
So who cares? I won't laugh.
No, I can't. I'll just try another time.
But there's no another time. Amy, don't you trust me?
I do.
Promise we'll stay in the shallow water. If someone dares to laugh, they'll have a nice new black eye.
When did you become so badass?
Stop stalling.
Something that you're seeing through her antics. Her eyes go to the water.
You won't let me drown.
Kind of hard to drown in the shallows.
Seeing you stop teasing, her serious gaze.
I promise not to let you drown.
She gasps at the cold water, causing her to smile.
That's it, you're doing great.
Fuck. It's cold.
Suddenly, some woman tries catch a thrown frisbee.
Uh-oh.
Bumping into Amy. You manage to cushion the car.
Hey! Watch where you're...
...spreads across your face at a familiar face.
Oh, it's Carol.
The woman winks at you before running away.
So cold!
Shifting your attention back to the woman in your embrace, you notice the position you're in.
Damn, her tits are really pressing against. No, Grim, stop thinking. You're doing this for her, not yourself. How about we start moving then? Amy, we'll have to go soon.
I won't do it.
You simply smile at the scene.
So much on not staying in the water.
Taking a moment to yourself, a deep sigh leaves your lips.
Such a beautiful day. Who would think all that...
Carol's words still ringing inside your head, the mood turns sour.
Don't know if I should be happy for knowing the truth. Or should I be angry?
Soon, Amy's figure emerges from the water.
You bet it does.
Listening with droplets still sliding down her curves.
Did you see me? I was swimming left and right. I even dived. Good thing the sun already dried my hair.
Sitting down next to you, she exhales content.
Think that you're having a good time?
The best.
Staring at the horizon, her eyes shine with fulfillment.
Thank you.
Well, what are childhood friends for? You really are a pro swimmer?
Smacking you in a playful manner, Amy laughs.
No, silly. I have this huge crush on
you. Sorry about that, guys. Some people, they just, you know. I already know, but can't tell her that. So what I'm curious about, can I know why? I mean, what made you like me?
A blush covers her cheeks as she looks down at her hands.
I liked how even when you did something stupid that would get you in trouble, you'd have this huge smile on your face.
Don't remind me. I really was a stupid kid.
No, you're brave. Also, you knew how to have fun. I actually envied you for it. And it didn't take long for that envy to turn into something else.
Seeing her burning bright red, you decide to chase her.
Well, you were also pretty brave today. Guess you're just a late bloomer, huh?
Shut up.
Amy's phone suddenly goes off.
Well then, we should really get going. Don't worry, I'll make sure we make it. What's wrong?
I don't want to leave.
She's cute. Glad I took her here.
Wanting to fix the mood, you smile.
Last of the cars, a rotten egg.
Seeing you take a head start, she gasps.
Hey! Not fair!
Laughter fills the air as you run across the sand. And a while later, you arrive in front of her house.
Okay.
As the car comes to a halt, you glance at a sleeping Amy in the passenger seat.
Guess all the swimming must have exhausted her in the end.
Hearing your voice, Amy's lashes flutter open. Her eyes still in a daze.
Why didn't you wake me up?
I was just about to.
She collects her stuff, exiting the car.
You staying for the party?
It's been a long day. Can't say I'm not tired.
Too bad. Well, today was really fun.
I agree.
Smiling, she starts walking towards her house. Stopping midway.
Hey.
Confused, you watch as she comes back to the car.
I don't know what made you reach out again, but I wouldn't mind us hanging out more often. I'm not just saying that. I really had fun today.
Feeling at ease, you widely smile.
Me too.
So, since you can't stay for the party, would you like to go somewhere tomorrow?
I'd love to.
As reality comes crashing in, your smile falters.
She almost made me forget.
Forcing your lips to smile once more, you reply,
sure.
Happiness sparkles in her eyes as she nods, confirming it to herself.
Great. I'll catch you tomorrow then.
Yeah.
With that being said, she heads towards her house. As soon as she disappears inside, you let your smile fall.
Let's just go home.
Driving home, you try remembering the scenes from today, but the only thing on your mind is the truth of what comes tomorrow. The truth only known by you.
That's it! That's every fucking path, guys. Complete. 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 They're all complete. There's nothing else to do but make the final decision. See? There it is. Alright, you save real fast. Make this final decision. So I'm gonna do both choices, actually.
Ready to make your final choice?
Oh, there's a DLC. Alright. I don't know how long the DLC is.
Enjoy.
Beach Time, Noru Noru, Superheroes, the Future, and Young, Wild, and Free. These are all the extra DLCs in the game. Maybe I should leave these to you guys to check out on your own. How about that? I said I was gonna do the DLC, but it's just gonna drag it out more, right? And there's so many, like, DLC extra paths. You saw all the different ways, like, you click on this or click on that or do this at a certain time, and it'll unlock completely different DLC stories. And we've already done Halloween and Christmas, which are considered DLCs, but now they got a million more. I mean, at least they all came with the game and you didn't have to pay extra for them, right? But yeah, so there's superheroes, Neuro, Neuro, all this other stuff. How about no? How about I'll play these on my own? Like, I think it's fair. You know, it's also fair to the team. So in Seton Games, it's not just like two fucking people. It's 35 plus employees. This is a team. This is a business that makes these games. This is not just some guy on his computer. This is a bunch of talented people. So, 35 employees sounds like a pretty small number, but GOG is 80-something employees right now. The whole thing. Like, I talked to the GOG people. They've got 88 people. So, if you use GOG, GOG, whatever you want to call it, they've only got 80-something employees, and they manage that whole site. All the stuff that goes on with GOG is 80-something people. They've got 35 plus employees. So they've got a sizable amount.
Let's say they have 40. They have half of what Gog has, and Gog is running an entire business. They're running the store, they're running the, you know, preserving games, they're working on talking with all these publishers like Capcom to bring all this old classic stuff over. They're doing all that with just 88 people. And there's probably other things they're doing we don't even know yet, right? So also, you know, think about it. You've got 35 freaking people in this. They're doing Lustery Season 3, which is on 0.7. That game is almost done. We'll have it for you by the end of the year. They've got Thought on Trial. They've got Passion. What is it? Something like Desire. They've got something about an island that you're on. There's a bunch of games all in the works at the same time. So definitely go support those folks, man. Definitely. How about you guys just go ahead and pick up the game on Steam or GOG or itch.io, because it's all on there too, and just give it a shot. Like, they're still cool with putting stuff on GOG, and they're cool with putting stuff on itch, and they're, you know, they've got their Patreon and they got Steam. So buy it. You know, if you want to experience everything, and there's so much to experience in this game, not to mention the different paths you choose, like, do it. So, I'm not going to go through all this DLC. How about that? That's not fair to the people that work on this shit. If you find some other dude that doesn't care, maybe somebody on Pornhub that just posts the scenes because they don't have any respect for the creators, that's fine. But we are talking about a small business here, from Croatia. They're Croatian, I believe. And that's what they've been doing. I mean, hell, they even hired a professional writer for Season 3. And they're almost done with it. And I'm pretty sure the writing's going to be pretty damn good because he's known. Like, he's got a lot of years in the business and he's been a ghostwriter for a lot of people. So, alright, let's go ahead and skip all this. We're not going to enjoy. We're going to make our final choice. How about that? But we are going to take the DLC and put that right there. That way, I can play it. There's a lot of things I'm going to do on my own with this game, and then I'll uninstall it and get ready for the third one. But we're going to go ahead and see the endings, okay? I will give you the endings. But all the DLC, all the cool extra shit, you need to go buy it and experience yourself, because that's what you get when you buy the game. You get all this shit that you don't have to nickel and dime. Like Lust Academy, nickel and diming you fucking $10 for a DLC pass? This game, you pay what, 20, maybe 30? But when you pay 30, you get everything. There's no special DLC bullshit. You get all of it. The whole game. All that shit was free. Every update, they kept giving you more content. Like, that's the way companies should be, right? DLC's right here. It's not like, buy now. It's right there. So let's go ahead and get started and get the end.
All right.
I choose freedom.
Can I ask why?
Because it's not real. I'm not real. None of this is real.
Yes. However, you will not know it's not real. I will erase your memories and...
I do know. Now I do. And the me now shares the same mind as the me whose memories you will erase.
Don't you still want to live in a world where you can feel?
Feel what? Happiness? Anger? Will it really be happiness? My anger isn't anger. My sadness isn't sadness. It needs different music. It's part of my code, just ones and zeros. There's no meaning behind it. Hold on a minute, guys. This is not working for me. Even the emotions I'd experience won't be my emotions.
Is it really because of that? Or is there something else?
The question catches you off guard, emotions flooding out like an overflowing river.
No! I'm a coward, okay? They really could work on that. Mute specific? Oh, you can mute different people. Why? Why do I feel the... Why do I need to go through life? Why should I keep living? I don't want to be hurt anymore. Life is painful. I can't take it anymore. Call me a coward. Tell me I'm scared. I don't care. I thought the music would change. I'd rather be free from pain, even if it means I'll be alone.
But...
I made my choice. I'm done with this existence. Because this existence was already gone long ago.
I understand. That runbook connection line, a subframe, mainframe. Welcome to the mainframe. Rengiprat instrumentality, ma.
Suddenly, you start feeling lighter. Emotionless, you simply watch.
Dun 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 dun. The cake is lies. Our cast will return in Less Theory Season 3. Alright, everyone. This is the Grim Lord here, and we're doing our last part of Lust Theory Season 2. The rest I'm going to play on my own, as I already told you in the last video. But we're going to make the yes choice and see exactly where that leads us.
Alright.
Or the... life. I choose life.
Even though the life you choose isn't real.
So I should just stop existing? All my friends? Everyone I know? They're all still alive in my memories. With me being gone, so are they.
That is not true.
What? Yes, it is.
No, you're scared. I can see the fear in you. What are you scared of?
Your body trembles as tears gather in your eyes.
I don't want to die. I won't choose to die. So why should I die again?
You won't die again. You'll be free.
Freedom? This isn't freedom. You're making me choose between disappearing into nothing and living in a lie.
But...
I made my choice. I'd rather go through a life of pain and sorrow than to step into this darkness and disappear.
Breathless, you wait for Carol's reply.
Thank you.
Huh?
Thank you for letting me keep my purpose to serve humanity and not ending the simulation.
Before you can get a word in, she proceeds with the process.
A calculating... Calculating complete. Chances of a fatal error equal 0.001%.
What happens now?
Now I erase your memory and start the new, improved simulation. One more question before I start. Are you sure this is what you want?
Yes, I'm sure.
All right, then. Tynaren. Humanity Sim by 10.
Okay, Lust Theory Season 3. So either choice brings us to Season 3. Alright guys, so that's it. We're done with Lust Theory Season 2. It took us forever to play this game. And there's still so much of it I haven't seen. I said I was gonna bring you the Beach DLC, but I don't think I'm going to. I think it would be better to move on to another game. Because there's so many other games that I could be covering. I think we've done a lot with these girls. You've certainly enjoyed them. I've seen all the comments over the years. Yes, it's been years. It's been years. And, now we can finally go on to a different experience. I don't know if you'll like it as much, but I've got some ideas. Anyway,
we want to thank you for all your support. I mean, damn. This was a heck of a freaking game. And again, we're not even close to the end of it. Like, there's still more to go. Guys, there's still an entire third season. This thing is massive, I'm sure, because they've been spending forever on it. And they'll probably add more extra shit. So I don't know how long it's going to take. But at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with another great AVN. I've wanted to say that for a long time. I'm out.